Okay, whenever you're ready. Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. We're here every day at noon Eastern, and you can find us at beunique.org online. Or you can email us anytime at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and an upgrade in your quality of life. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Mary, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad everybody could join us today.
Yes.
We're getting more and more listeners every day. We've up to 60 countries in all of our radio show.
Wow.
And
awesome.
I think our shows, our daily shows has something to do with this.
Oh yeah. Be Unique Radio is growing.
Now I want to remind everybody, if you want to know what the trivia for this week is, just visit beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org.
That's right, Mary.
The question is there, the hints are there, and even the answer. And then if you email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com with your trivia answer or a suggestion for a show. In fact, we've had a suggestion for a topic on the show, and we'll get to that another time. I've added it to the list. We'll just go with the flow as we get to it.
Yeah.
Today,
always like to hear from you.
Yes, we want to hear from you. And after the first of the year, we are going to be doing.
you'll be able to find. You'll be able to find us on Facebook, and we'll be starting to do with the Be Unique field trips. We got all kinds of fun things planned.
Yes.
And so it's right now, I mean, it's almost Christmas time.
It is.
And I've been thinking a lot about music.
I have something for that.
Oh, excellent.
My jingle bells.
Excellent, yes. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to take a break with Gene and Mary. Woo! Today's word of the day. Are you ready for it, Gene?
I am.
It's obscure.
What does that mean?
Well,
it's, what do you mean?
What do I mean? I mean, it's not clear. You're uncertain. It's unknown. You're doubtful. It's not discovered and known about. It's just, it's unknown, basically. It's out of the realm of what you normally use. And that takes me up to our topic for the day.
Uh-huh.
Which is say what?
What?
Because we have, thanks to our thanks to my lovely assistant Barb. Yes. I think I'm going to start calling her that, my lovely assistant. She is our research assistant on this show.
Well, yes, she was lovely, and now she's our research assistant.
Yes, she came up with 10 obscure words that are not in common use today.
Okay.
So the first one, now I don't know what order she chose them in, but these are the words. Pandiculation.
Okay.
And that just means to stretch and yawn upon waking. Oh, wow. I woke up this morning and just got pandiculation going on.
I believe I have pandiculated myself.
Now, here's a word that I don't know. I don't know that it would be obscure. I'm pretty sure I've heard it before. Crapulous.
Crapulous.
To feel ill after overeating or drinking excessively.
That's kind of sounds like it describes what that is.
Gee whiz, how it feels. Thanksgiving dinner made me feel crapulous.
Yes, just crappy.
You know, grumpish.
I wonder if crapulous is the word crappy came from.
Probably. Most, yeah. I would say quite possibly.
Interesting.
Now, here's a word that I'm sure I've used at least once in my lifetime. Grumpish. It dates back to 1720, meaning sullen or grumpy. But I think the reason that they're considered obscure is because they're just not in common use.
Sure.
The fourth word that she came up with is groak, G-R-O-A-K. Hmm. Oh, my cat does this. My cat groaks at me.
What is groak?
Means to stare silently while watching someone eat in the hopes that they will invite you to join them.
Groaking. I love it.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Curtis tonight at dinner time that Kenny's groaking. Now the next word is interesting, and it reminds me of another word. It's called pismire. And it's derived from a small insect and piss. And it means ant. And I've heard the word piss ant before.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
And I was always taught that, you know, you stay away from fire ants because they're piss ants, because if they bite you, you'll piss yourself.
Huh. Well, yeah, I just always thought of piss as pejorative, so they were not good. Interesting, but it's a, what would you call it again? A piss?
Pismire.
Mire, pismire.
Small insect.
Now, I wonder if that's as opposed to a fly. Wonder if a pismire can be a fly?
I don't know, but you know, your show on flies has had a lot of listeners so far.
Yeah, it's archived if anybody wants to listen, definitely.
It's an interesting story, interesting show. And I learned something about flies when I listened to it. Yeah. So our next obscure word is twaddle.
Now I've heard that, but what's it mean?
Well, I know that I waddle when I hurt myself, you know, I hurt my leg or my ankle or my knee or whatever. So I waddle. This has nothing to do with that. This is twaddle, T-W-A-T-T-L-E.
Okay.
Gossip. Just means gossip. So if you see somebody gossiping at the, you know, at the soda fountain, water fountain or whatever, say, stop twaddling and get back to work.
I don't want to hear that twaddle. Yeah. I should. Well, you
know, we did a show on gossip. Because if someone will gossip to you, they will gossip about you. Mm-hmm. And if somebody says, I'm telling you this in strictest of confidence, then you know they've already broken someone else's confidence. Hmm. So,
yeah.
Twaddle. I can see that. I'd like to have that word come back into common use.
Well, let's do it.
Now, this is cute. Elf locks. E-L-F-L-O-C-K-S. It's tangled hair, as if it was matted by elves.
Elf locks. I see. Oh, my goodness, what a great word.
When I was a child, I guess I must have rolled my head on my pillow a lot, because I can remember my mother would, you know, she would just moan and groan and lament, because every morning she'd have to comb out the tangles of my hair. And I remember also there used to be something we would spray on hair called untangle or detangler. It was basically like cream rinse in a spray, diluted spray version. Yeah. And it would wet your hair, but it would also, I don't know how it untangled, but it would untangle
it's like your putting, hair. Like putting grease that'll rinse out on it.
Right. And she used to say that I had a rat's nest in my hair. She never told me that I had elf locks. I would have liked to have elf locks.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. You do that on purpose. That could be a new style, hairstyle. I'm thinking I might wear it. Well, I might do that.
I think I will put elf locks in my hair tonight.
Yeah, if I get some elf locks, I may that's what I might start with my hair coloring.
Ooh.
Color my elf locks.
Get it blue and green.
Yeah.
So the next word is gorgonized. Oh, I see the meaning, and now I know where it came from.
Is there anything like the mythology Gorgons?
Yes.
Oh, it's got to be cool then.
It's to have a mesmerizing effect on someone. Don't look into his eyes. He's so charismatic, you'll be gorgonized.
Gorgonizing.
Now, would you like to tell our listeners about the Gorgons?
Well, the Gorgons in Greek mythology were, three female beings that were had been turned into these beasts that were kind of serpents. And one of them you probably have heard of is Medusa, the famous one. And they had snakes coming out of their heads, and they were so horrible. And if you looked at them, that just the sheer sight of them would turn you to stone. And if they looked at you, the same thing. It just, you couldn't meet their eyes.
And do you know who slew Medusa?
I believe it was Perseus.
I believe it was Hercules.
Hercules? Was it Hercules? Yeah, with the shiny.
I'm pretty sure he killed Medusa because that was one of his tasks. Yeah. I'm going to look that up real quick.
Well, my memory is the cleverness of shining up his metal shield so that he could look at her in the mirror of the shield and chop her head off without having to get the stoned look that she had.
I was wrong. It was Perseus.
Was it Perseus?
Yeah.
I think he had to do that on a task to get his sweetie back or something like that.
Okay, now I see here. Maybe we're mixing up our Greek and Roman mythology.
It's likely. It's
because Perseus, this says, because the gaze of Medusa turned all who looked at her to stone, Perseus guided himself by her reflection in a shield given to him by Athena, and he beheaded her as she slept. Then another one says that Hercules was alongside Cadmus and Bellerophon, the greatest Greek hero and slayer of monsters before the days of Heracles. He beheaded the Gorgon Medusa for Polyctetus and saved Andromeda from the sea monster Cetus. So I don't know.
Well, let's make that another story, another show. We'll have to, you know what? We can check Edith. Edith Hamilton is the Bible on Greek mythology. And if it's there, it's Greek. If it's, you know,
okay. We will continue this at another time.
Sure.
We have two more words and two more minutes.
Obscure.
I love this story. I love this word. I remember it from a nursery rhyme when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
Cockalorum.
Cockalorum.
Basically, it's little big man syndrome. It's a man who is small in stature, but has a very high opinion of himself.
I see.
And the sentence that she used to describe this is, he is a boastful short arse. A total cockalorum.
So it's a pejorative description of that then.
Yes.
Ah, I see.
And the last word is brabbling.
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 I've never heard that at all.
I'm pretty sure my husband and I have brabbled once or twice. To argue loudly about something inconsequential.
Yeah, I think we've all brabbled a time or two in our life.
Yes. Well, we're down to 1 minute, and since this is the week before Christmas, I think I'm going to ask you to play Jingle Bells, and I'll ring my bells or something. I don't know. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds pretty good. Let me get my laboratory out of the wind and the airplane traffic so I can get a sound. Are you there?
I'm here. Waiting for you.
All right. And Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
My recorder fell out of my hand. So,
well, don't feel bad. I'm over here. I'm having technical issues with my crazy timer, which tells me it's time to go home. But this has been a fun show.
Right, our break is over for today then, huh?
Yeah. I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas. And if you celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or the winter solstice, may it be the best one ever. And we will see you the week before the new year. We'll be back before you know it. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. See you then.